Hello, this is Gideon Rothstein, and this is a responsible day for the 3rd of Tishrei for Tzom Gedalia. Welcome back from Rosh Hashanah. I hope Rosh Hashanah was productive and meaningful. It's always hard to know what happened in Rosh Hashanah because the Gzar Din in Shemayim, the decree that's made about us in heaven, A, we don't know it, and B, even if we knew it, we're hoping to change it for the better. So I hope that for all of us, Tzom Gedalia is a day when we're starting our way towards the fullest tshuva repentance that we can have, and towards a time of Yom Kippur, we can get the best judgment and the best gzar din, the best final judgment that we can have. On the 3rd of Tishrei, a bunch of years ago, on Tzom Gedalia Tav Shin Lamed Hey of 19... It's the Tav Shin Lamed Hey, but it's still 1974, because now that the year has turned, so all of a sudden, it's no longer true that the Jewish year corresponds to the secular year until we reach the end of the calendar in the secular year. So for a while, it's going to be, even though it's Tav Shin Lamed Hey, which most of Tav Shin Lamed Hey was in 1975, this is 1974. I found a tshuva in the Tzitz Eliezer from the 12th Chelek, Simon Mem Tet, chapter 49. Tzitz Eliezer was asked about the following question. Let's say somebody is davening a long time in Yom Narayim, right? The high holidays is a time when some people, when it's a much longer Shemona Esrei. But some people faced with that longer Amidah say it at the same pace as the rest of the year. And some people are affected by the solemnity of the days. And one of the ways that it affects them is that it means that they take longer on their Shemona Esrei, on their Amidah, and they're speaking with Hashem about their issues. So the particular person in question took that to such a great extent that it could be that he started late as well because he was taking longer for the earlier parts of davening. But it happened that by the time the Chazan was up to Kedusha, so to remember that in the Chazarat HaShatz and the repetition of the Shemona Esrei, it's also true that it's longer on the Yom Norim. There's stuff put in at the beginning, and the Chazan takes a long time for it. But however it works out, the timing, this fellow that we're talking about finds himself in the third bracha of the Amidah when the Shul reaches Kedusha. So let's just remember the structure of Shemona Esrei of the Amidah on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur so we can know what we're talking about. On most days, on regular days, you have three brachot right at the beginning that are always basically the same. There's the first bracha of Magen Avraham, then there's the second bracha of Mechaye Hametim, and then after that is where we say Kedusha, right? In the ordinary course of events, if you have a tibor, if you have a community that's going to say Kedusha, they're having Chazar HaShatz together, the Chazan will say the first two brachot, and then they'll say Kedusha. That Kedusha is really part of the third bracha, as we know from the fact that at the end of Kedusha, the Chazan finishes with Lador Vador or Atakadosh, depending on your custom, and finishes the bracha with Hakel HaKadosh. That's for the rest of the year. On Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that structure is largely the same, except that after Kedusha, or in one's third bracha, for most people, third bracha is just, let's say you're not davening with a minyan, or on your silent Shemona Esrei before the minyan gets to it, you would say, Atakadosh, Kakadosh, you are holy, right? And your name is holy, and all of that. And it'll be a short bracha, finishing Hakel HaKadosh. On Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we add some extra paragraphs. Give honor to your nation. Your fear should be on others, on all of the world, and things like that. So this person finds himself in that part of the third bracha. He's in or and all those parts. So he's still in the third bracha, and the community gets to, the Chazan says, Mechay HaMetim. So that's the lead-in to Kedusha. So the community is now going to say Kedusha, which is part of the third bracha. And this man is in the third bracha. Now he's really, the truth is, beyond where they would have been, because he's already in the middle towards the end of his third bracha. So that's the question. He wants to know if he can stop and say Kedusha with the community. So that's a question that can come up in lots of contexts, as it's going to point out in a second. But that's a question that can come up in any context where somebody is behind the community. What can or can't he do in terms of being able to join in Kedusha? So the person who asked, who the Tzitz Eliezer refers to as a Talmud Chacham, says he looked and he didn't find anybody who spoke about this question. So that's kind of a challenge to the Tzitz Eliezer, because, you know, Tzitz Eliezer is a man who really knew a tremendous amount. So he's going to look and he's going to find. But before he goes into the answer, he says, and that's also a question that comes up a lot, and I was struck by the fact that I always thought it was me who was noticing these things, and it's obviously not just me. He says it comes up a lot at the Kotel. And in the Kotel, it comes up because if you're davening with one minion, and the minion next to you gets up to Kedusha, and let's say you're in the third bracha. So here, right, you're in the third bracha for your own minion, but the minion next to you is up to Kedusha. You say, I'm in the same part of davening, maybe I can join the Kedusha, meaning I'm davening to myself, and I'm not thinking, you know, I'm not thinking about what's going on around me, and all of a sudden, I hear the minion next to me, the chazan says, and everybody's about to say Kedusha. Can I say Kedusha with them? I'm right there. So those are the questions, that's the question that he related to it. So the original question was Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and he expands it to where there's a minion nearby, can I join them as well? So then he says, in looking, b'chipus mechupas, which means he had to look hard. He says, matzati agav ilul. I found, that's a Hebrew word I didn't know, found while leafing through a sefer that's called Me'orer Yishenim. So I don't know what his research process was. I couldn't hope to match it or to think about it, but it seems like he has this library, he has a vague idea of where things are found and what kinds of svarim have what kinds of things in it. So he's looking for an answer to this question, and he picks up this book, and he's leafing through the book. And while he's leafing through the book of this book called Me'orer Yishenim, that he deals with this question briefly. And he paskins that you can say Kedusha with the chazan, that if before you've reached Atah HaMelech HaKadosh, the bracha, before you've said the bracha, if they get to Kedusha, you can say Kedusha with them. And then after Kedusha, he can't just go on with the chazan to Uvechein Tein Pachtecha, because he's already said Uvechein Tein Pachtecha. So what will he do? He should skip and just start again to with Kadosh Atah. Even if you already said Kadosh Atah, that is, at the end of every bracha in Halacha, we want to make sure the end of a bracha has a sort of summary of the bracha in it. So therefore, he can't just say Baruch Hashem Melech HaKadosh, because the Kedusha didn't have a summary of the whole bracha in it. So if you go to Kadosh Atah, so you have a Me'ena Chatima, Samot Chatima, you want to have a summary of what the Chatima is about, close to the signing off to the end of the bracha, and that's the way he paskins. So he says that had been his original instinct as well, that since you didn't finish the third bracha and you're sort of in the bracha of Melech HaKadosh, maybe that you can still join in. But then when he looked a little further, he says he thinks it's not true. He notes that this whole idea that one can, who's davening on one's own, join the chazan and in that way join a kedusha, he says, once you look it up, you realize that that was a new idea that Rabbeinu Haigon came up with. So the brief reminder of Jewish history is the Gemara is sort of concluded around the year 500, but after that period, the center of Torah is in Bavel still for hundreds of years, for centuries, and towards the end of that period, Rabbeinu Haigon in the 900s, or maybe the early 1000s, I think in the 900s, is the Gaon in Bavel, and he's an important leader of the Jewish community, and he had come up with this idea. You find it in the Rif, quoted in the Rif, and the Rambam paskins it that way, and it gets from there to the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch. But by virtue of that fact, the Tzitzel says we have to treat it as a chidush. We have to treat it as a complete innovation. And what we do in Halacha in many cases, especially with rabbinic innovations, is we say we can't apply them to new situations. Meaning, part of the process of Halacha sometimes is that when we have an old idea, we see where it fits in new circumstances where it's not exactly the way it was originally planned out to function, but nonetheless, it seems to apply. That's true in many cases, but when it comes to certain kinds of chidushim, we say, certain kinds of innovative ideas, we say, ein lecha bo ela chidusho. You just have the innovative idea, and you can't apply it anywhere else, and that's what Tzitzel Ezer understands to be true of this halacha, this idea. That Rav Haina Gaon's idea was, as we'll see in the tshuva, Rav Haigon's idea was that if somebody starts Shmoneh Esrei, starts the Amidah with the Chazan, and says word for word with the Chazan until Kedusha, he can then join the Kedusha. Tzitzel Ezer is now going to take the position that we are supposed to be very small c conservative with that idea. We are required to take that idea only as it was given to us, and we're not allowed to apply it anywhere else because Mechidush lo gamrinan. He points out that some didn't even accept this idea. In the Bracha Meshuleshet, which was a volume that included Tosos Rav Yehuda HaChassid, which is a slightly different version of Tosos, the one we have on Brachot, from the school of, or maybe from Rav Yehuda HaChassid himself, who was an important Rishon, and was one of the main authors of Sefer Chassidim. He quoted Rav Moshe Bar Yosef, who had said that it wasn't clear to him, meaning he apparently hadn't heard of Rav Haigon's innovative idea. It wasn't clear to him that an individual could say Kedusha with the Tzibur, with the community, if he gets to that same place with them. And And then he says, and that in fact, this idea that we have to take this innovation of Rav Hai Gaon's in a limited fashion, he said the Rashba already actually says it in a tshuva, in Chedek Aleph, his tshuva, Simon Kuf Nun Chet, and it's mentioned in the Beis Yosef of the Torah. I think Tzitzit Ezra throws that in so that we should know that it's not as if you have to be a complete bucky, fully knowledgeable in the response of the Rashba in order to have found this, although maybe he was, but it's mentioned by the Beis Yosef. Rashi was asked about an individual who was davening, and when he got up to Kadosh, to the third bracha, the Tzibor was saying Kedusha de Sidra. Now, Kedusha de Sidra is the Kedusha we have in Nuvah Letzion. There are, in ordinary days davenings, there are three times that the community says Kedusha together of one sort or the other. There's one in Shema, where we all say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. There's one in the repetition of Shemona Esrei, of the Amidah. And then there's one at the end, on weekdays, when we say Uvah Letzion, we say Ratakadosh Yitzhov, Krasel Zav Yamar. That's another kind of a Kedusha. It's called Kedusha de Sidra. So this man is behind the community. He's in his silent, private Shemona Esrei. He gets up to the third bracha of Shemona Esrei, and they're up to Ve'atakadosh Yitzhov, Krasel Zav Yamar. And he says, so maybe I should be able, meaning I just said Mechayim Meis, maybe I should be able to say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh with him, because if, after all, they were in saying regular Kedusha, I could, so maybe I could do this as well. So that was the question. And the Rashba's answer was, it's clear that he can't. First of all, he says, just because they look similar, they're not the same thing, right? There are three different Kedushot. They're not the same exact Kedusha. They're just very similar words, but they're not the same thing, and therefore you can't do it. And then more than that, he says, that part is interesting, but not relevant to our question right now, right? That was an important thing to know as well, that we should know that Kedushot are different and separate and distinct, and therefore it's not the same thing, and you can't interrupt the Shemona Esrei by putting in Kedusha just to catch up with them in that Kedusha. And more than that, he says, if it hadn't been for the Rav Hai Gaon saying that if somebody is davening when the Shliach Tzibur, that he can say it with him, and this is the way the Rashba says it, that he quotes the tradition of Rav Hai Gaon as, Yechol lomar imo mila b'mila, that he can say it with him word for word, which is the important, going to be an important point for the Tzitzit Eliezer. He's going to say, that's what Rav Hai Gaon allowed. He allowed starting Shemona Esrei, mila b'mila, word for word with the Chazan, continuing until Kedusha, and then saying Kedusha. And if he hadn't been for Rav Hai Gaon saying it, lo yabanu l'koach lomar, we would not have said it on our own, because we don't know of such a thing. And we can't innovate within davening. So that's always a tension that people have with davening. We're a place where we can innovate, we're a place where we cannot innovate. Here's an example of the Rashba saying that Rav Hai Gaon had an idea, he's allowed to have the idea, but we don't go beyond it. And he says, Rav Hai Gaon Omar, Ela Sheba Omeid Makom Echad Im Shliach Tzibur, V'Omer Bilom Bilom Bilom. And the Rashba is the one who says, and the Gaon only meant that if you're exactly there and you say it word for word. But if you're davening, if the individual is davening, and they're in Kedusha de Sidra, no, that's as far as the Rashba goes. The Tzitzit Ezra is going to infer from there that the Rashba has just said to us, "Arei she'ha'ed he'id banu, she'davar kaze lo yabanu kolach lomar." We can't say it on our own, and therefore we have to treat it as a chiddush that we can't expand. If so, here in our case, we have to have the same psak, the same ruling. So we're going to take one of the rulings of the Rashba as it applies to our situation as well. That in our person who was in the towards the end of the third bracha of the Amidah, and the Chazan just gets up to the beginning of the third bracha, which seems like it's very close, the Tzitzit Ezra says, no, he's not considered to be in one place with the Shliach Tzibur, because the Shliach Tzibur has just finished Mechayei Metim, and this, that's the beginning of the third bracha, and this man is already towards the end, so he thinks it's a different place, and therefore he can't do it. And not only that, he says the topics are different. By the time this person has got up to V'chein Tein Kavod Amecha, or V'chein Tzedkim Yismuchu V'yiro, right? There should be honor for your people, or there should be your fear on all the nations, or the righteous will see Hashem's advent in the world, that everybody comes to recognize Hashem and be happy about it. Those are all very important ideas. But they're not quite the same idea as the ideas of Kedusha. The ideas of Kedusha are that Hashem is Kadosh, and that Hashem is, you know, should be blessed, the honor of Hashem should be blessed from his place, and all the things that we say in Kedusha. So as it says, it's not even really like you can say that they're in the same place in a meaningful way, because they're not quite in the same place. So that's a problem. So he has a problem with that. So he says he thinks he can't go back and do it. And then he says, and the idea was that after he says Kedusha, you're going to make him repeat Well, you can't make a repeat of Tzakadosh because that doesn't make any sense because he's already said it and he's already done all of those things, and therefore you're going to have him say Shem Hashem, Hashem's name, many times for no good reason. So, meaning, however you're going to work it out, he is at X point in davening. It seems very close to where the Tzibur is, except that it's not quite so close because he's later on. He said a bunch of stuff. And where he is now isn't exactly thematically the same as the Kedusha. So what are you going to have him do? So if you have him go back and say Kedusha and say repeat the whole bracha, then he's repeating the name of God for no good reason. And that's a problem. And therefore, since those are things, we don't have a solution for this. And also, it's an innovative idea of Haigons that we're going to limit to only where it was brought up. He says the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch actually says, when we're talking about these issues, Dilechatchila, the best way, Ein Michla Lachnis et Atzvoli Nahi Kedina Shel Hagaon. This is not something to be relied upon other than when it's absolutely necessary. Now that comes up in a couple of contexts. One context that I can think of, one context is, there are people who like to do what's called a Heichi Kedusha, especially, let's say, for a prayer like Mincha, where you just say Ashrei and then have a Heichi Kedusha. So there, we have everybody, there's all different discussion about what one does. Some people say you wait and just say Kedusha with the Chazan and then start your own Shmoneh Esrei. Some people say you start with the Chazan, and that would be an application of this idea. If one starts with the Chazan and says it word for word, that would be the application of this idea. But the Ezra is now saying, if you look at the Ramah carefully, the Ramah is saying you shouldn't do it, and the Rashbit said you have to do it word for word. So that theoretically means if the Chazan just starts and goes really quickly and I can't keep exact pace with the Chazan, that I shouldn't do it then. That's the answer, which seems to be holding based on this Rema and this Reshba. Not only that, another situation where I know that it could come up, and the answer seems to say we shouldn't be doing it, is let's suppose somebody's having a minion that goes much quicker than that person does, an idea that has certainly occurred to me and that I've done on occasion, and now that there's a saying that I shouldn't do it, would be to say, well, I'm not going to keep up with them such that if I start Shmoneh Esrei around when they, I won't get Shmoneh Esrei with them. And if I won't get Shmoneh Esrei with them, I certainly won't finish by the time they get up to Kedusha, and then I won't be able to take Kedusha with them. So maybe instead what I'll do is, I'll take longer on my Kriyat Shema, and I'll just let that go on for longer, and then I'll start with the Chazan when the Chazan starts. So, if you did that, the Tzitzit is saying, well, the Ramah says we shouldn't get ourselves into that because it's such a new idea of Rav Haigons. But let's say you did that. Once you'd started doing that, the Tzitzit Ezra would say, you got to make sure you say the words with the Chazan. So let's suppose somebody timed their Kriyat Shema, and they thought they were going to be able to start with the Chazan, and then for whatever reason, the Chazan takes longer to start than expected. So the person can either just sit there waiting in Kriyat Shema, but let's say it even gets long, because for some reason the Chazan took really long today, so you want to say, well, maybe I'll just start Shmoneh Esrei, and then, you know, while I'm saying my first brachos in Shmoneh Esrei, I will wait, you know, I'll stop at Mechayim Esim, worst comes to worst, and I'll wait for Kedusha. See, the Ezra seems to be saying that he thinks none of that is acceptable, that it should be done. The Rashba understood the requirement of Milah B'Milah to be literal, that when I say it with the Chazan, and the Ramah says you shouldn't get yourself into it for no good reason. Unless it's absolutely necessary, and otherwise you shouldn't get into using this innovative idea of Rav Haigon. And that's what the Beir HaGred said as well. And also, to Tzitzit points out, the Shulchan Aruch rules that let's suppose somebody is davening Shacharis, and the community is already up to Musaf, and they're going to say a Kedusha of Keter, which is not the Kedusha of his Shacharis. I think that's what he's saying. So then he can't join with them because he's not with them. So it just says, right. So whenever it's not exactly the same, you also can't join with them either. Then it says, there's a quote to Meiri. Miriam Bracho says, if somebody comes into a, you know, happens upon a community who are davening Mincha, and this person is actually davening Maariv, so how would that work out? So it's possible to daven Maariv before sunset. And certain people allow this to daven Maariv before sunset. Let's say one says Mincha before Plag, and they daven Maariv maybe not before sunset, maybe before the stars come out, but the community is davening Mincha a little bit late. In any case, a man is about daven Maariv, and he happens upon a community that's davening Mincha, and so he says, and the man says to himself, oh, great, I'll catch a Kedusha. How will I catch a Kedusha? I will say the words of Maariv, the words of Shmoneh Esrei, which is the same, the Amidah, the beginning of the Amidah, of Maariv and of Mincha is the exact same. I'll say it Milah B'Milah, I'll say it word for word with the Chazan. So the Meiri says, you don't stop for Kedusha, Because they only allowed that with when there's a tefillah b'shishlich tzibur merba kadosh. It's only if you're davening a prayer where there is a kedusha. But since there's no kedusha in Mariv anyway, then the person cannot catch a kedusha in the course of his mar. And also, Leket Yosher says, if a person gets the mechaya mesim and he hadn't been expecting, for example, this is the way it could happen, he hadn't been expecting the chazan to start Shmon Esrei, the repetition of the Amidah yet, or he couldn't wait any longer, or whatever it happened. And then as he gets up to the bracha mechaya meitim, the chazan starts, and he says, oh, I'll just wait a minute, and then they'll catch up. The Leket Yosher said, you're not allowed to, the individual's not allowed to wait to say kedusha with the tzibur. He has to daven his davening without stopping. That's the Leket Yosher. V'yitachein, the tzitzvizer puts in parentheses, v'yitachein afilu, sh'tzirich l'atchil mamesh halacha shivet tzibur mila b'mila kil shano shel Rambam. And he thinks it might have to be, you have to start the silent Shmoneh Esrei, mila b'mila, takes it very literally, has to do it literally word for word. So you see, says from all of this, you see how limited, how narrow this permissibility was, this patent, this trick, this ability of catching a kedusha was. So that would certainly be true then of the kedusha in the second minyan, right? So that's a suffix, he says, even on regular years, even though the person gets to Mechaya Meitim exactly with them, and he says, and he found a Sefer Chesed La'alafim, which said exactly that. I saw somebody who's davening his silent Shmon Amidah, and when he gets to Mechaya Meitim, he hears a Kedusha in the next door shul, right? Or sometimes there are shuls that have been yonim right next to each other over and over again. Does he have to stop and say Kedusha or not? And he left it as a Tzarech Iyun. But the Kaf Chaim had said he can answer, although Tzitzvizer then says, but I don't think he's proven anything. And really, Tzitzvizer's position is that he can't because, and certainly in Tefillin Erev Noraim, when he's doing all the things that we said, he can't because he can only join that minion if that's his minion, if he's saying Mila Mila with them because it's his minion. And therefore, so he doesn't quite answer. Let's say as I'm starting my silent Shmoneh Esrei, the cause of the minion next to me is literally starting, and I'm going to say it word for word for them. That the successor isn't quite so clear on, although there might be more room. And the only room he's willing to give and yield on is, let's suppose you have somebody who did start with a chazan, said it word for word, and then while the chazan was sort of finishing up Mechaya Meitim, he forgot what was going on, the man davening, and he started saying Atakadosh. Right? So, or you know, at the very end of the bracha, the chazan takes a long time for that final bracha, Mechaya Meitim. This guy says Mechaya Meitim and starts writing on Atakadosh. So there he thinks that you can say the guy can stop himself, say Kedusha with the community, and so then he can start a Takadosh over again because he really meant to, and the Takadosh that he said was fundamentally accidental, and therefore he could. So, to the answer in our response of the day for the 3rd of Tishrei for Tzom Gedalia, gives us a chance, and a fast day is a good time to think about our prayers more carefully, since we want on fast days our prayers to be particularly effective. Prayer is sort of part of the order of the day, that we turn to Hashem and recognize the ways in which we need to change and improve and to build a better future. So Tzitzit says, so part of understanding about tefillah is to recognize where we can and cannot join the kedushas, not join the kedushas, what the structure of kedusha is, and also the fundamental idea that sometimes when somebody has a new idea, even if we accept the idea as valid and appropriate and good, we nonetheless can only apply it in very limited circumstances. Our example today was the idea of the Rav Hai Gaon's that one can, as an individual, join a shatz, join a chazan, in the repetition of Shmoneh Esrei, and say word for word, and in the doing so, when you get up to Kedusha, insert that Kedusha into his own private Shmoneh Esrei, that even though in private Shmoneh Esrei there's usually not a Kedusha, this person can insert it in by virtue of the fact that he is joined with the Chazan throughout the whole repetition. But that's only, as Tzitzit says, if they're in the same Kedusha, the same Shmoneh Esrei, right? As we saw from the Rashba saying that you can't do it for Kedusha, the Sidra for the Kedusha of Valetzion, and only if he said it word for word, that's where one is allowed to do these things. But certainly not if one is later on, even though one's still in the third bracha, like on Rosh Hashanah, is in V'tein Kein Kavod, V'tein Bin Pachtecha, ended up believing that one could not do that in that situation. And that is our response for the day for the 3rd of Tishrei, for Tzom Gedalia. Have a great day.